headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Natalie and Eliza with your 9 AM headlines. In local news, the Miles government and Shoreline partner plan to build 32 affordable homes in Harvey Bay under the Miles government's Housing Investment Fund and Homes for Queenslander plans. The new homes are planned to be for low-income seniors aged 65 or more and are designed to allow tenants to live independently and with dignity. Shoreline is working with Metricon to construct with homes with works forecast to commence in August.
An independent report commissioned after the death of Tia Cameron has recommended bus drivers over the age of 60 undergo regular health screenings. Tia Cameron was struck and killed by a bus while walking on the footpath in Edward Street in Brisbane CBD earlier this year. The driver of that bus has been charged with one count of careless driving causing death. The council says they will be conducting more in-vehicle performance monitoring and better processes to ensure shift and route match driver skill and experience.
In national news, ESO plans to shut down some of its offshore gas platform in the Bass Straits. The network of oil and gas platforms has turned Victoria into an Australian energy powerhouse for more than 50 years. But now half of the platforms and pipelines are no longer operational. The Maritime Union worries that not all of the infrastructure is going to be removed. The representative says there is no excuse to leave it in the ocean just because we don't know what to do with it.
Research led by German astronomers and involving the University of Queensland has confirmed the existence of a massive black hole close to our solar system. The black hole is about 20,000 times the mass of the Sun, and the discovery validates decades of speculation about its existence. Astronomer Dr. Baumgart says this class of black holes has been a theory for decades but is now fully confirmed to exist.
In international news, a 12th century Gothic cathedral in Rouen, France was caught on fire. The cathedral is known for being painted several times by the French Impressionist painter Claude Monet in the 19th century. The part of the spire which was on fire was located about 120 meters above the ground. The local prefect said the fire occurred at a part of the cathedral where building works are currently taking place. Rouen's mayor said the cause of the fire was still unknown.
For your weather today, it's sunny in Brisbane and currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That's all for your news for 9 AM. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au/news.
Hi guys, it's Elliot from 4ZZZ. I was diagnosed